Welcome to Topic 8. In this video, we will explore truth, God's revelation, and the myth of religious neutrality. Christians and Scientologists may both use words such as truth, reality, knowledge, freedom, and spiritual understanding, but these terms are understood within very different worldviews. Christian philosophy teaches that no one approaches reality from a completely neutral position. Every person begins with foundational beliefs about what is ultimate and what everything else depends upon. Philosopher Roy Clauser calls this a divinity belief. A divinity belief does not always refer to a traditional god, whatever someone treats as self-existent, independent, or the ultimate source of reality functions as their religious foundation. For some, matter is ultimate. For others, it may be reason, human consciousness, or personal experience. Scientology also begins with foundational commitments. Its teachings about the Thetan, spiritual existence, survival, and spiritual advancement arise from its own religious understanding of reality. Christianity is not religiously neutral either. It begins with the God revealed in Scripture. Genesis 1:1 declares, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Christians believe that God alone is self-existent. Everything else, including matter, reason, human consciousness, and the entire created order, depends upon Him. This does not mean Christians reject evidence or careful thinking. Rather, we believe God created a real world with an objective order that we discover rather than invent. Because we are finite and sinful, our interpretations can be mistaken. Instead of claiming neutrality, Christians recognize that everyone interprets reality through foundational beliefs. The question is not whether we have faith commitments, but which commitments best explain reality. This is why God's revelation is essential. Human reason is a gift from God, but it is not autonomous. Scripture teaches that our hearts direct the way we think and interpret the world. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life." Romans 1 teaches that people know something of God through creation, yet often exchange the Creator for created things. God redirects our thinking through creation, through Scripture, and most fully through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Christian truth is therefore centered on Christ. Observation, logic, scholarship, and dialogue remain valuable, but they are understood within God's created order. When speaking with Scientologists, Christians should listen respectfully, understand official teachings accurately, and take personal experiences seriously. However, experiences do not interpret themselves. Their meaning depends upon the worldview through which they are understood. Helpful questions include: what beliefs about ultimate reality shape the way you interpret that experience? Or may I explain why Christians believe that everything in creation depends upon the God revealed through Jesus Christ? Christians do not claim religious neutrality. We openly acknowledge our faith, accurately represent the beliefs of others, carefully examine competing claims, and invite honest conversation. The central ministry principle is this: there is no religiously neutral understanding of reality. Every worldview begins with foundational faith commitments. Christianity begins with the triune God, recognizes all creation as dependent upon Him, and seeks to understand every part of life under the lordship of Jesus. This version should comfortably fit within a 5-minute synthesia video at a normal speaking pace while preserving the key theological concepts in Scripture.